back to Southern Connecticut's news and information leader. It's Melissa in the Morning on WICC 600 AM at 107.3 FM.
Well, there is a very special show happening this weekend that we want to make sure you know about. It's called Flute Fusion, and it's coming to Bridgeport at the Klein Auditorium at 8 p.m. And who's behind it? Yes, of course, the Greater Bridgeport Symphony. And joining us in studio, back with us, Maestro Eduardo, and also not only the conductor with Greater Bridgeport Symphony, but also we are welcoming Phyllis for the first time, the new executive director of GBS.
Good morning, Melissa.
Hello.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, and welcome, and congratulations on the new role.
Thank you. A year now, so maybe not so new anymore.
Well, new to WICC. Very exciting.
Yeah, thank you so much. And wonderful to be here with our maestro this morning.
I know. Eduardo, welcome back in studio.
Great pleasure to be back here.
Good to see you. Good to see you. So first of all, let's talk about Flute Fusion. Eduardo, what is this?
Well, so when I first came on board in Bridgeport Symphony, I noticed like these musicians who are incredible soloists and chamber musicians in their own right, who are right there with the orchestra. And Keith Bonner is one of those. And I said, like, oh, my God, we have to, like, have a program around this person and really bring to light, you know, like, this talent that's, like, right there sitting with us, you know, like, in the orchestra all this time. So we devised a program that that centers around flute, but with all of its possible different, you know, ramifications and possibilities, you know, like in there. So we open with this gorgeous piece that's basically like a little flute concerto. It's called Prelude for the Afternoon of a Faun by Claude Debussy. It's a piece from 1984 that's kind of like jump-started modern music, if you will.
Oh,
it's based on a poem by Mallarmé, you know, like French poet. And Stéphane Mallarmé, and but it's a free association with the poem. And it's a funny thing, Mallarmé actually disliked the idea that a piece of music was going to be written about his poem. He said that the music of the poem itself should suffice until he heard, you know, like Debussy's.
Isn't that funny how that happens?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like the most famous artists always say, I hated this song, and then it's their number one song, their number one single or something. That happens more times than we'd like to count. That's so cool.
He hated the idea of having a piece of music done, but when he heard it, he loved it and wrote like this beautiful, very complimentary letter to Debussy.
Oh,
so we
open
the program with that. And then we have this amazing musician from New York called Jesse Montgomery, who wrote this piece based on all those different cultures and everything, you know, like that happens in New York, all those different sounds that come out of New York City. And Jesse isn't New York native, you know, like an African-American, like very incredible, like violinist as well.
Really?
That mixes in, you know, like, so the piece is called Coincident Dances, and it's about all those different cultures and their dances and what they bring to New York City.
Oh, very neat.
Right?
I could see why you'd want to incorporate that into a show like this.
Yeah. And then we have like a flute concerto, like a proper flute concerto, but kind of a different one. You know, so Paul Schoenfeld is a Detroit composer, born I think in 47 or so, and his you know, pianist and incorporates all of this different folk and, you know, like in popular musics into his very crafty, like modern music, you know, like writing. So the piece is called Klezmer Rondos. And there's like all like this amazing like Klezmer songs, you know, like you can pretty much like hear the Yiddish coming through the orchestra, you know. And working on this with Keith earlier in the week in his apartment in New York, you know, he sounds amazing. You know, it's incredible, and we're really looking forward to like to rehearsing with him tonight. You know, like for the first time and having that in there.
Wow!
And then the program closes with one of the most beautiful, pure pieces of music that I know is the Franz Schubert's Fifth Symphony. You know, like written I think in 1816. He was like a 19-year-old kid when he wrote that. And he spent, like, his whole childhood, you know, kind of on the shadow of Beethoven, like, you know, like, writing, like, the symphonic works.
Bummer, right? It's like, oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, he came, like, in this, you know, like, oh, it was not, you know, like, all this stuff happening right at the time. And then he, for his Fifth Symphony, he decided to go after Mozart instead of Beethoven.
Oh, wow.
So it's a radical change in color, you know, like much lighter work, you know, like a very small orchestration, but this gorgeous piece of music where flute takes also like a very prominent part.
Amazing.
Know, like so it's a program that's really close to the heart. I think it's a program that can bring together those who like just love the symphony and its tradition, but also those who are interested in finding something new with this medium, you know,
yeah.
The orchestra.
And again, I just want to, for people who are just tuning in, we are hearing from Eduardo Leandro, who is the conductor of the Greater Bridgeport Symphony. And what I love about this is that we're really highlighting, you know, one aspect of what you would hear in a symphony. Like, I love the focus of the flute. Now, I'm curious, Phyllis, I'm going to ask you this. I know you've been in this role for about a year. Have we done concerts like this where you pick one instrument and you really highlight that as its own concert? Have we done that before?
Probably. I don't think we did that last year, but occasionally we'll go with a theme and,
I love
you know,
it.
An underlying theme. So whether it's a certain composer or a particular instrument. So occasionally that's done. Yeah, for sure.
I think it's so cool.
Yeah.
And I know that GBS also is very into education and outreach and everything. So I think that kind of fits into that model as well. Do you actually mind giving us an idea of what's happening, the most recent stuff going on with programs with GBS and the community?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, so this season is wrapping up. It's concert number 4 out of 5 this season. And we did have, like, you know, like in our first concert kind of had a lot of percussion stuff, if you remember, which was kind of a little bit of an autobiographical thing. I'm a percussionist also. I'm a professor of percussion and a soloist. I've been playing for 40-something years.
That's your passion, yeah.
Yeah, that's my home. That's where I come from.
Sure.
Right? So we've done that. And even in that very concert, so the opener for this season, we had 20 students from local schools, you know, like and from everything, from like a doctoral student in the mid-20s to a 7-year-old incredibly talented kid.
Oh my gosh.
Who joined us in playing Brazilian carnival music, Brazilian samba music.
What an opportunity.
Yeah.
It was
great. So we, you know, like after we opened the season with the national anthem, I picked up a little drum and started like playing around the orchestra. Didn't tell the musicians that I was going to do that. So they're looking like, wow, our new conductor is a bit weird.
A wackadoodle, and I love that. That's why we get along so well, Eduardo. I love that.
And then I marched to the back of the stage, to the lobby, where these 20 musicians were waiting for me.
That's so cool.
And we did a call and response thing. So all of a sudden, you have like this 20 like drums that sound pretty loud, you know, like coming from, you know, pretty powerful. Not
sure.
Loud, but just powerful.
Yeah.
And then we marched back onto the stage with all this, you know, like incredible musicians coming from every kind of background and everything. To basically welcome the season, you know, like that was
amazing.
So I don't know. So I think an orchestra is always an educational instrument,
mm-hmm.
Right?
I agree.
But
yeah.
By, you know, for that community where they're supposed to serve and to work with, and working with students, you know, like through the different, you know, like projects that you have already in place in Bridgeport. Is I think one of the main things that we have to do.
It's rewarding. I mean, and I think you're also speaking, Eduardo, to the fact that GBS is so unique in the way that you connect with so many different ages and backgrounds, and your audiences really can always expect a unique experience with your shows and with your programs, which is amazing. And that includes actually this weekend's show, again, Flute Fusion, which is happening on Saturday at the Klein. It's at 8 p.m. And Phyllis, if you don't mind, where do listeners go? If they want to buy tickets for Saturday's show, what do they have to do?
So always check out our website at gbs.org. So you can buy tickets right there on your own. Or you can also call our box office at 203-576-0263. Happy to help you with the ticket purchase. And we have family pack deals, so students are $10 each, and all the family members get 15% off on top of that. Tickets start at $18 and go up to $65.
Amazing.
So very, very affordable, and just such a unique experience for the family.
Mm-hmm.
Part of our educational community outreach is all the students that come and learn from Eduardo and our other music mentors. We give them free tickets to the concert, not only the students, but their families as well. So it can be this wonderful family sort of unifying experience coming to hear this amazing orchestra for the first time. And it has such a positive impact on these kids for the rest of their lives. It's like they'll remember this really rewarding and unique and special experience that they shared with their family. So like over 200 tickets sometimes to students and their families for each concert. So
that's incredible.
We love having that young audience out there to enjoy it. And sometimes experiencing orchestral music for the first time.
Mm-hmm. And what a way to experience it for the first time.
Yeah.
So definitely don't miss out on this incredible show, Flute Fusion. It's coming to the Klein Auditorium in Bridgeport, 8 p.m. this Saturday. And for more information, of course, and to get your tickets, you can always go online to gbs.org or call the box office at 203-576-0263. Eduardo and Phyllis, I want to thank you both for coming in studio. Good luck with the show this weekend. We'll see you
soon. Thank you so much. We hope to see everybody out there this Saturday at the Klein.
Yeah, sounds like an amazing show.
Bridgeport Symphony.
Yeah. Thank you for having us. And, you know, like your audience is always welcome to come and talk to us after the concert. We want to know what you think and, you know, what your thoughts are, what your feelings are about it, and any questions that you might have to us.
So cool.
You know, GBS is your orchestra. This town. It belongs to you.
I love that, Eduardo. Thank you so much. And thank you both for being in studio.
Thank you, Melissa. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
We'll see you again soon. Of course, the Greater Bridgeport Symphony. And one more time with that website, it's gbs.org or call the box office 203-576-0263. We'll be right back. You're listening to WICC.
WICC.